For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member. I actually watched this. It's almost unbelievable. George Washington University, Gaza Solidarity Encampment. The protesters held a people's tribunal where they put the president of George Washington University, Ellen Granberg, the provost, Christopher Bracey, the board of trustees, the George Washington University police, and others on trial. And the guy who got the video and put it up on X, formerly Twitter, writes, "Is it normal for students to want to hang their provost and chop the heads off the board of trustees? Guillotine, 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 guillotine. Bracey, Bracey, we see you. You assault students too. Off to the MFing gallows with you. As you already know where I am, sending her to the guillotine." And that is her being the president of the school. This is our Hitler Youth. I say it literally, I don't say it as some over-the-top description. They are our Komsomol, young Soviet Communist League. That's all they are. These are lost people whose lostness has led them to evil. They're very scary, and if you're not scared by them, and I'm not scared by much, as you well know, but they're scary. They're like the young people in horror movies, and it's young people who are in horror movies are the most horrifying. Pro-Palestine protesters light American flag on fire outside of a World War I memorial as they spray paint Gaza on the base and add Palestinian flag to the display. This is from Daily Mail. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators defaced a World War I memorial in New York City's Central Park. This happened, let's see, what is today, Wednesday? This happened on Monday, 2 days ago. Daubing the base of a statue with graffiti and lighting an American flag on fire. The demonstrators, part of a crowd of 1,000 people, also added Palestinian flags to the 107th Infantry Memorial at the intersection of East 67th Street and 5th Avenue in Manhattan. Wow.
We're talking about scary kids. Play the audio from DePaul.
What's the audio from DePaul? Which one is that? Is that what the one you found this morning?
Yeah.
I haven't heard it. You play it. I'll hear it for the first time, too. This is from DePaul University, one of our worst.
Free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! The occupation's gotta go!
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! The occupation's got to go!
No more peace on stolen land!
No more peace on stolen land!
No more what?
Peace.
No more peace?
On stolen
land. On stolen land. How old were those kids?
There's just one kid.
That kid who led the cheer?
Yeah.
The chant? That was at DePaul University?
Six or seven or something like that.
Well, you can't ruin children too young. Well, this is I've said this on, I don't know if I've said it on the air, I might have. You know, we so often say we're in a post-Christian society. We're actually in a pre-Christian society. Generally a pre-Old Testament society. We are reverting to paganism. with various forms of child sacrifice and nature worship. 2,500 years ago, Isaiah said, "Woe unto those who call good evil and evil good." That's who's taken over your university. All this would have stopped if the heads of universities would have said on the first day, you can't take over the campus. This has nothing to do with free speech. I'm a free speech absolutist. You want to speak on behalf of people who rape and torture and then burn and want to commit genocide, real genocide, not the lie of the left about Israel committing genocide. If you want to support them, you should be allowed to do so. We had pro-Nazis during a World War, or right before World War II, and you are allowed to do that. We had people who gave Stalin the secrets to the atom bomb. The people could say what they want in the United States of America, but you can't take over a campus. But they were allowed. They've been allowed to. They're still allowed to. Weakness invites bullies. There's no one weaker than college presidents. There's competition for that title, I want you to understand. But I've known this since I was at the university. I realized this. They took over the president's office at Columbia University when I was a student there in the 70s. And I remember thinking, wait a minute, why aren't they arrested? How do you take over anybody's office and get away with it? It was my opening. I remember being in shock that you could get away with that. Not only that, if I recall correctly, there were times when those who took over deans or provosts or offices were brought refreshments. When adults are scared of children, it is the end of society as we know it. That's why I have now, for a number of years, I have argued that honor your father and mother might be the most important of the Ten Commandments. Back in a moment. For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.